Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We're going from Genesis to Revelation, but we're going in chronological order. We're taking it step by step, just as it happened. Now, I've mentioned this so many times, but you know, the Bible is not laid out in chronological order. It's laid out from the biggest book to the shortest book. So it starts off with Genesis, and Genesis covers some 2,500 years of Jewish history. It goes all the way to the book of Jude, you know, the shortest book. And so it's the longest book to the shortest book. So it's not written how it happened. So what we're doing is we're going as it happened, and it makes a whole lot better sense. Oh, and the first time I did it like this, I thought, oh, that's why they did that. That's why it said like that. So we're going to pick up today in chapter 24 of Exodus, the people leaving Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, coming into the promised land, God giving instructions how it's going to happen, how it's to happen, what's going to take place. So we're in the middle of all these instructions. So in chapter 24, verse 1 of Exodus, it says, then the Lord instructed Moses, come up here, bring on Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of Israel's leaders. All of you must worship from a distance. Only Moses is allowed to come near the Lord. The others must not come near. And none of the other people are allowed to climb up the mountain with him. Then Moses went down to the people and responded and repeated everything, instructions and regulations that the Lord had given him. All the people answered with one voice, we will do everything the Lord has commanded. Then Moses carefully wrote down all the Lord's instructions. Early the next morning, Moses got up and he built an altar at the foot of the mountain. He also set up 12 pillars, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he set up some of the young Israelite men to present burnt offerings and to sacrifice bulls as peace offerings to the Lord. Moses drained half the blood from these animals into basins. The other half he splattered against the altar. Verse 7. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it aloud to the people. Again, they all responded, we will do everything the Lord has commanded us. We will obey. Verse 8. Then Moses took the blood from the basins and splattered it over the people, declaring, look, the blood, this blood confirms the covenant the Lord has made with you in giving you these instructions. Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel climbed the mountain, and there they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet, there seemed to be a surface as brilliant blue lapis, as clear as the sky itself. Although these nobles of Israel gazed upon God, he did not destroy them. In fact, they ate a covenant meal, eating and drinking in his presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain. Stay here and I will give you tablets of stone on which I will inscribe instructions and commands so you can teach the people. So Moses and his assistant Joshua set out, and Moses climbed up the mountain of God. Moses told the elders, stay here, wait for us to come back. Aaron and Hur are with you. If anyone has a dispute while I'm gone, consult them. Then Moses climbed the mountain, and the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled down over Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Lord called Moses from inside the cloud to the Israelites at the foot of the mountain. The glory of the Lord appeared at the summit like a consuming fire. Then Moses disappeared into the cloud. As he climbed higher up the mountain, he remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Chapter 25, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to bring me their sacred offerings. Accept the contributions from all those whose hearts are moved to offer them. Here is a list of sacrifice offerings you may accept from them. You may accept gold, silver and bronze, blue, purple and scarlet thread, fine linen with goat hair for cloth, tan ram skins, fine goat skin leather, acacia wood, olive oil for their lamps, spices for the anointing oil and fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gemstones to be set in the ephod of the priest's chest piece. Verse 8, have the people of Israel build me a holy sanctuary so I can live among them. You must build this tabernacle and furnish it exactly according to the pattern I will show you. So have the people make me an ark of acacia wood, a sacred chest, 45 inches long, 27 inches wide, 27 inches high. Overlay it inside and out with pure gold. Run a molding of gold around it. Cast four rings and attach them to its 4 feet, two rings on each side. Make poles of acacia wood. Overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings, the sides of the ark, to carry it. These carrying poles must stay inside the rings. Never remove them. When the ark is finished, place it inside of it, the stone tablets inscribed with the terms of the covenant, which I will give you. Then make the ark's cover, the place of atonement, from pure gold. It must be 45 inches long, 27 inches wide. Then make two cherubim from hammered gold and place them on the ends of the atonement cover. Mold the cherubim to each end of the atonement cover, making it each one piece of gold. The cherubim will face each other, look down on the atonement cover with their wings spread above it, and they will protect it. Place it inside the ark, the stone tablets inscribed with the terms of the covenant, which I will give you. Then put the atonement cover on top of the ark. I will meet you there. I will talk to you from above the atonement cover, between the gold cherubim that hover over the Ark of the Covenant. From there, I will give you the commands for the people of Israel. And there's some detail. Verse 23. Then build a table of acacia wood, 36 inches long, 18 inches wide, 27 inches high. Overlay it with pure gold. And put a gold molding around the edge. Decorate it with a 3-inch border all the way around. Run a gold molding along the border. Make the gold rings from the table. Attach them at the four corners, next at the four legs. Attach the rings near the border to hold the poles that are used to carry the table. Make these poles from acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Make special containers of pure gold for the table. Bowls, ladles, pitchers, jars, be used in pouring out liquid offerings. Place the bread of the presence on the table that remain before me at all times. Verse 31. Make a lampstand of pure hammered gold. Make the entire lampstand and its decorations of one piece. The base, the center stem, the lamp, the cups, the buds, the petals. Make it with 6 branches coming out from the center stem, 3 on each side. Each of the 6 branches will have 3 lamp cups shaped like almond blossoms, complete with buds and petals. Craft the center stem of the lampstand with 4 lamp cups shaped like almond blossoms. Complete the buds and the petals. Then there will be an almond bud beneath each branch, where there are 6 branches extended from the center. Then the almond buds and the branches must be of one piece, the center stem. The lamps will be hammered from pure gold. Then make 7 lamps, the lampstand. Set them before so they can reflect the light forward. The lamp snuffers and trays must be made of pure gold. They'll need to be 75 pounds of pure gold, the lampstand and accessories. Be sure to make everything according to the pattern I've shown you here on the mountain. Now, you talk about detail, guys. We are just talking about immense, immense detail. Here's what God's trying to do. He's trying to set them up a pattern. So in chapter 26 of Exodus, in verse 1, make the tabernacle from 10 curtains of finely woven linen. Decorate the curtains with blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and with skillfully embroidered cherubim. These 10 curtains must be exactly the same size, 42 feet long, 6 feet wide. Join the 5 curtains together to make one long curtain. Then join the other 5 into a second long curtain. Put loops of blue yarn along the edge, the last curtain in each set. The 52 loops along the edge of the one curtain are to match the 52 loops along the edge of the other curtain. And then you'll make 52 claps or 50 gold claps that fasten along the curtains together with the straps. You're talking about detail. I've never seen anything like it. This way the tabernacle will be made of one continuous piece. Verse 7, make 11 curtains of goat hair cloth to serve as a tent covering for the tabernacle. These 11 curtains must all be exactly the same size, 45 feet long, 6 feet wide. Join 5 of these curtains together to make one long curtain, and join the other 6 curtains to serve as one long curtain. Allow 3 feet of material from the second set of curtains to hang over the front of the second tent. Make 50 loops for each one of the large curtains. Then make 50 bronze claps and fasten the loops and long curtains with the claps. Then, in this way, the tent covering will be made of one continuous piece. The remaining 3 feet of the tent covering will be left to hang over the back of the tabernacle. Allow 18 inches to remain material to hang down each side so the tabernacle is completely covered. Complete the tent covering with a protective layer of tanned ram skins and a layer of fine goatskin layer. Verse 15. For the framework of the tabernacle, must construct the frames of acacia wood. Each frame must be 15 feet long, 27 inches wide, with no 2 pegs under each frame. Make all the frames identical pegs. Make all the frames together. Make 20 of these frames to support the curtains on the south side of the tabernacle. Make 40 silver bases, 2 bases under each frame, from the pegs fitting securely into the bases. With the north side of the tabernacle, make another 20 frames. With 40 silver bases, 2 bases under each frame. Make 6 frames from the rear of the west side of the tabernacle, along with 2 additional frames to reinforce the rear corners of the tabernacle. These corner frames will be matched at the bottom and firmly attached at the top with a single ring, forming a single corner unit. Make both of these corner units the same way, so it'll be height 8 frames at the rear the tabernacle, set in 16 silver bases, 2 bases under each frame. Verse 26, make crossbar of acacia wood to link the frames, 5 crossbars from the north side of the tabernacle and 5 on the south side. Make the 5 crossbars at the rear of the tabernacle, which will face west. The middle crossbar attached halfway up the frames, run all the way around from one of the tabernacle to the other. Overlay the frames with gold. Make gold rings on the crossbar. Overlay the crossbars with gold as well. Set up the tabernacle according to the pattern you were shown in the mountain. We're inside the tabernacle. Make a special curtain of finely woven linen, decorated with blue, purple, and scarlet thread, with skillfully embroidered cherubim. Hang the curtain on gold hooks attached to the 4 posts of acacia wood. Overlay the 4 posts with gold and set them in 4 places. Hang the inner curtain from clasps. Put the Ark of the Covenant in the room behind it. The curtain will separate the holy place from the holy place from the most holy place. Then put the ark's cover, the place of atonement, on top of the Ark of the Covenant inside the most holy place. Place the table outside in the inner curtain on the north side of the tabernacle, and place the lampstand across the room on the south side. Make another curtain for the entrance to the sacred tent. Make it a finely woven linen embroidered with exquisite designs using blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Craft 5 posts from the acacia wood. Overlay them with gold. Hang them from the ends of the gold hooks. Cast 5 bronze bases for each post. Now I'm telling you, I know right now, if you're listening, you think, what in the world's this got to do anything? God says this, the hairs of my head are numbered. The days of my life are numbered. God will order my steps, direct my paths, guide me all true. Talk to me when I go to sleep. Talk to me when I wake up. God is a very, very detailed God. Nothing's accidental. Nothing's a happenstance. Everything's on purpose and with a purpose. So when you go through and you read about the tabernacle and the coverings and the Ark of the Covenant, how it's to be made, how it's to be designed, how it's to be laid out. He's trying to let the people know, I am not a flippant God. I'm a very specific God. I make specific requirements, and I have specific blessings for you. And that's how it's going to happen. So I hope you've endured this today. We're going to get some more exciting stuff we pick up next time. So God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.